That might do it, because my levels were all down. You dumb person.
Yeah. Good start.
Solid start.
Yeah.
Okay. Coming back, start the season strong. Oh, Mr. Akatsuki.
Why did my levels go down? Everything was muted.
Yeah, you just muted yourself, and now your level's super low.
Well, okay. Now it should be better. Now I should be almost in the red. How about now, Maticus? All right.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's more better. Thank you.
How dare you make me listen through my speakers?
Ugh. Well, at least I'm going to assume that the audience heard it. Like, I could hear it, and I know you guys are hearing it, because people were bopping their heads. Yeah. And I was just like, let Jesus take the wheel. Like, hopefully it's working. Oh, we are back. We're supposed to be back last week, but much like this week, I screwed it up. Well, my power company screwed it up. I lost power right before we went on. Everything was set up. I was going to go solo, too, because all of my other people abandoned me. Oh, my God. Okay. Welcome back to the show, everybody.
You're here.
It's
still going, by the way. I don't know if it's coming through the...
It is. I know.
Okay.
I'm phasing out of it. What I'm hoping all that initial banter will get muted by Twitch because it's just me being stupid. So I keep the music on to make sure it doesn't get recorded anywhere ever. Oh, boy. Ooh, we got a busy chat today. Super loud in my own ears. Oh, yeah, that's better. I like hearing myself talk, but not that at that volume. And right before this, my dog started throwing up on the carpet. I don't know if you can see it on the camera, but it was definitely happening. Welcome back, Trimark. Happy hour. We are on Twitch. We are on YouTube. We are on medication. We're on a lot of things. We are back for our fall season. Back on our bullshit. Back on our medication. Back on the wagon, some of us. I think just Jen.
I'm good.
So probably. Yeah.
And by back on the wagon, she's been on the wagon for like 80 years. It's the rest of us that should
looking
try to catch
up. Looking real good for 80 plus years.
Yeah.
Thanks. Good clean living, y'all.
Yeah. I moisturize now.
That's right.
I
will say, I've started moisturizing.
Yeah.
And Daryl said, what have you been doing?
Oh,
you glow.
Yeah, if Daryl notices, that's some shit right there.
Yeah, he was like a unicorn descending upon a cloud. It was great.
I need to hang out with Daryl more often. I don't get those kind of compliments from other people. God. Welcome back, everybody, to the happy hour. We are Trimark Security. That little linky down there is for our blogs and research. That's the stuff you really care about, I think. If you're on the practitioner side, it's all of our research, all of our blogs, all of our videos. But if you want some assessments, that's what we do here. Active Directory, Microsoft Cloud, and Microsoft Identity Security. I almost forgot my entire spiel, but that's all up on trimarksecurity.com/services. Tell your friends. Tell a buddy. Say, hey, your thing's all screwed up. These guys know what they're doing. But we don't really talk about too much of the shilling and the product placement, any of that on Fridays. But you did see on the intro screen, why did Danny have a thing about GERCON? Because we're going to be at GERCON. That's our next conference. That's where we're going to be. We're going to be at GERCON in, Jen, what is that, September? It is September now?
October. 2 weeks? September 26th, 27th.
All right, well, come check us out. In Grand Rapids, what's GRR stand for? Is it just like a cool sound? No, it's like, and I didn't know it until I got there my first time. This is Grand Rapids. We are going to be there. But for this week, I'm mostly not doing anything. We've been kind of doing round robin on who's hosting and doing topic duties. This is hands down the most people we've ever had here. I think my entire screen is filled up with very friendly faces, beautiful faces, and of course, Jake. So speaking of which, I'm going to throw that to Jake, and I'm just going to sit here and see if my dog throws up again.
Crossing fingers that is not what happens. So yeah, like Danny said, did Danny say what we're talking about? I don't think
in that whole 8 minute shtick, not a bit.
I am so proud of your dedication. I love it. Last week, Blue Team Con happened in Chicago, one of the very few Defender-focused conferences in the, at least in the U.S., I don't know, maybe in the world. You know, defense for some people ain't sexy, but we like it. So all these people on screen, except for Brandon and Danny, were at Blue Team Con. And so I just kind of wanted to talk to everybody and, you know, get a view of how everybody took the conference. We've got a wide range of people on screen here, from college student Abigail all the way to old man Jim Sikora. So, you know, we're gonna talk to everybody, see what they thought. So I'm going to go around the room, have everybody kind of just quickly introduce themselves. Oh, Brandon's here. Brandon, you know, also old man. Yeah.
Thanks for that wonderful introduction, Jake.
New MCSA service lead.
And I'm just here. I'm typing it in chat now, but I'm just here so I don't get sued or something.
That's right. Yeah. Nice. So yeah, I'm going to go around. I'm just going to kind of call on people. Give yourself a quick introduction. Give me your name. Talk in as much detail as you want about your career and your role, so we just kind of get a feel for who everybody is. So let's see. We'll start with Jim. Jim, who are you?
Hey, I'm Jim Sikora. My computer's really laggy right now, and I'm an old man. And I was at Blue Team Con this past weekend and had a great time.
Yeah, awesome. Next up, Eric, who are you?
I'm Eric, and I'm probably also an old man based on you know, what we're gauging as old here. But I was at Blue Team Con as well.
What sort of work do you do there, Eric?
I do security research, or I pretend to. I have a blue background in AD and Azure AD, and work over at Semperis right now. But trying to take all that blue knowledge and do more researchy shit with it. So
awesome. But
we can swear on here, right?
Oh yeah, that's
you totally bet your ass we can.
No.
I sure hope we can, because man, we have said a lot of stuff already. Next up, I'm going to call on Blake. Who are you?
Hey, thanks. Hey, I'm doing good. So I'm Blake Regan. I work in cybersecurity incident response and digital forensics. And I'm the head of sponsor relations for Blue Team Con. So part of my duties are to secure sponsorships throughout the year, work on social media announcements. And then I think the most important part of the role is doing all the on-site logistics for great sponsors like Trimark, making sure they know how to get their items to the conference, where to set them up, and then the day of, you know, making sure everything's going smoothly for them so they can just focus on interacting with attendees and not having to worry about problems. It's my job to solve those problems.
Blake was super helpful.
It's kind of like doing incident response in a conference. Yes. Very similar.
What was that, Daryl? I saw you say something.
No.
No? Okay. All right. Well, since I just said your name, I'm going to call on you. Who are you?
I don't know how it's going to happen. I'm Dora Baker. I'm a consultant at Trimark. Having fun. I break Windows. And now I defend Active Directory. I'm at a lot of conferences, So you can find me at the Trimark table at almost all of them. A few years ago, I created the Identity Security Village, so that's Active Directory hacking. We have that at some of the conferences. We had at Blue Team Con the last few years. We didn't have it this year, cough, cough, Blake. But hopefully in the future, we'll be back. I do at Rad Rad West Hacking Fest as well, presenting a new tool, a purposing tool called Adam and Eve, so just keep an eye out for that.
Awesome. Let's go with Katie, who are you?
Hi, friends. So my name is Katie, Catherine Fortunato, and I am presently an IT manager. I am with a small legal aid not-for-profit here in New York. And currently, I wear many, if not most, hats. We finally just got on board a support technician here, so hopefully a few fewer hats here. But my experience is primarily around Active Directory as well, and I actually just forsook our magical box by moving us over to a complete Azure environment because the environment here was so old that I figured it was just the better option to do. And so my current adventures are in trying to secure Azure.
Oh, fun. I know Abigail needs to plug her laptop in so quickly. So Abigail, who are you?
Hi, I'm Abigail. I'm a first year student at Ivy Tech Valparaiso in Indiana. I had two cybersecurity internships in high school, but I'm largely new to the field. And
awesome.
Blue Team Con was my first conference, and this is my first live stream, so I'm super excited.
And Trimark was your first booth that you visited, if I remember correctly, too.
Yes, Daryl was the first person I talked to.
It gets better. It gets better. Don't give up.
Yeah,
you're just kidding. I love you, Daryl.
and you've joined the lowest bar in streaming, so it can only go get a bit better from here.
That's right. Only better. And J-Van, who are you?
Hello, I am J-Van, Jen, Frickin' Bats, a girl has many names. I am the founder of a nonprofit called Sober and Cyber. We do alcohol-free meetups during cybersecurity conferences, and I also do marketing consultation for security companies, one of them being Trimark. I get to work with these wonderful humans. Through my marketing role, I have gone to many, many, many conferences, worked them, attended them. I've been in marketing for about 2 decades and in security specifically for about 4.5, maybe 5 years. And love Blue Team Con. This is the first time I've gone to this particular conference. That's me.
Awesome. Well, now we know who everybody is. I saw Lakeith pop in for a little while, video off, and then just thought he was too cool for us. Oh, wait. I see him.
I'm here. I apologize for being a few minutes late. I was doing my usual afternoon running around, but what's up?
Nothing. Who are you?
Who am I? I'm Lakeith. That's who I am.
Deep question.
No. I've been an Active Directory guy for 20-ish, 21, I don't know, I lost count, years. I like to tell this story at every conference that we go to. I'm a former Trimark customer who loved the product so much I started stalking them, and now I work here. So in a nutshell, that's how I got here.
So stalking works is what you're saying?
Stalking works. Dear. Yeah, social media.
This is not an approved official statement. Disclaimer.
No, this is not an official. Yeah. Cool. So everybody was here. Everybody was doing stuff. Everybody had a different role pretty much on site other than, I guess, Lakeith, Daryl, Jim, and I were all kind of we were all working the Trimark booth, but like each of you had a different approach or a different impact on the con itself. So I am curious, like, does anybody have a favorite talk or village, like officially sanctioned thing that they wanted to kind of highlight that was like really cool? Eric, you're not allowed to talk about your own talk.
I know I really enjoyed. Sorry.
Yeah, I was going to call on you. I know that you enjoyed stuff. Yeah, so.
The ICS Village was really cool. It's an area of cybersecurity that I hadn't really thought about before. I remember someone was talking to me about agriculture and securing those systems, and that was really interesting. I talked with a guy named Kenneth for a while, and it opened up a lot more opportunities of fields I can go into other than just like forensics or pen testing.
Yeah, it's cool when that was one of the things that I told a couple of these first time folks is like, and I learned this from Danny, is you don't go to the talks, right? The talk, well, Blue Team's a little different, because
I didn't say a blanket statement of don't go to the talks. I've said, thank you for misquoting me, Jake, never forsake an organic conversation, aka a thing you can't have when you go home for a talk.
Right. And hit those things like the villages where they're like time limited, you know, physical things. Like, you can do those. Go to those. You're going to enjoy those too. So yeah.
If you're going to quote me, I mean, I'm right here.
Well, for a little while there, you weren't. It was a photo of you. I saw you do that. I'm watching you. What about you, Blake? I mean, you were all over the place. Did you actually get to see any talks or, like, you know, hang out and do anything? Or were you just go the whole time?
No. So I have a schedule, and I have in my mind what I need to be working on and where I need to be. I made time to stop in multiple talks. One that I thought was very interesting was the talk by Maya Omeri and Jibi Setong, was the data to defense, shaping tomorrow's cybersecurity analysts with AI. So there's this game called KC7 that they're using, and they've been working with children's STEM groups to essentially KC7 to teach younger kids how to do cybersecurity investigations. I thought that was really cool to use the AI to let them, you know, based on the information they give or they look up and they provide for an answer, the AI uses that to kind of have them pivot to the next part of the investigation. So I thought that was really cool. That's really an opportunity for learning and for knowledge in the future. And I think if the application can be applied to younger minds and be successful, right, there's so many other opportunities. So I thought that was and the talk was really well done. It was, they both kind of tag teamed the talk from the intelligence side, which was Maya's background, and then from the investigation and KQL side, which was Jibby's background. And Jibby told me that he, a couple months ago, was working in small jewelry and watch repair. And now he works at Microsoft Ghost. So, you know, there is a lesson for anybody who's coming into cybersecurity that, you know, you have these skills can be applied in other areas. And it's really just identifying where you can apply them, which I thought was, that was fascinating to me and a great testament to, you know, just jumping in and you know, believing in yourself, right? We know about that.
Yeah. Yeah. So true. J-Van, you were kind of bouncing all over the place. You were helping us set up our booth in the morning, the one day, wearing the Trimark shirt, and then later in the day switched into your own shirt. I was like, different roles? Different roles mean different shirts. I get it. That's awesome.
Costume change. Hey, I love a good costume change.
did you pop in on any talks?
I did. I was helping out there with the Trimark booth. I was helping out in the Wellness Village with Mental Health Hackers, who I have to give a shout out to. They're just phenomenal. They had some excellent talks, kick-ass DJ. It was in a massage chair. I actually got to have a little massage, which was nice. It like reminded me that I have shoulders ever so briefly. And then I was like, oh yeah, that's right. But I got to pop into some of the different talks, and I actually brought a friend who lives in Chicago who I used to work with. She's not been involved in security at all. She's never been to a security conference. So I tried to curate some talks for her that I thought would be, that she'd have some like foundational knowledge in, that she'd be able to really relate to. One of the ones that she really enjoyed and that I thought was phenomenal was, I think it was called This is the Big One, Dennis. A gentleman named Patrick from, I think the company was Ray Manufacturing, was talking about their ransomware attack. So giving real world experience of what led up to it, what they did on that actual day, how as much as they'd rehearsed their incident response plans, everything kind of fell out the window on the actual day until they had a chance to like get things back in order. And then what they did to recover, the lessons that were learned. And just the fact that they were so transparent about everything that had taken place is such a great learning opportunity for people. And I think the more organizations who can be honest and upfront about that, the more we can all learn. Because unfortunately, you know, these attacks are so prevalent, and the more you try to keep it secret, it's just not, you know, not great for the community, because we can all kind of learn from it. So I loved that talk. That was probably my favorite one.
Fantastic. Katie, I know you hit a few talks.
Yeah, so I actually spent a lot of my my weekend at talks this year. I sort of suffer from prioritization issues, and at least as far as when I feel like I'm expected to do something. So this year I spent a lot of my time at my talks. Last year, as you know, I spent a lot of time doing LobbyCon, as it were.
Yeah.
Chatting with you, the Trimark folks. Who else did I spend a lot of time with last year? I'm trying to think of it. Had a lot of interesting chats both last year and this year. Last year being my first year at Blue Team Con. And one of the things that I think I enjoyed the most this year was probably the two Azure talks. The one first about securing Azure. I forget the name of the chat there, or the talk. And the second one was on logs and parsing events that were, you know, that happen within Azure for security monitoring. And the funny thing was that I found out that with that securing Azure talk, that apparently I might actually know what I'm doing. And that's the thing that scares me the most.
Yeah.
I found a fair few items that I go, oh yeah, I did that. Oh, I did that one. Oh, I didn't know about that one. Okay, cool. So yeah, I did come away with some useful tips, and always looking for more.
Excellent. Eric, okay, you can talk about your talk. So Eric is the only speaker that we have in the panel here today. So Eric spoke Sunday morning at 10, if I remember correctly.
Yeah. But you didn't go, Jake, so you know.
I just stood
there and cried for 40 minutes without you.
I bet some people were entertained by that.
I mean, my talk is talking about SaaS application security. But kind of like if you think of attack path management, right? Even in hybrid identity stuff, right, where we're looking at AD and Entra or whatnot, right? But there's some funky things that a lot of these SaaS applications have in them where you can sort of bypass all the goodness that you might be trying to deploy with conditional access and, you know, Defender for cloud apps, or is that what it's called now? You know,
Defender for something.
Yeah. Yeah. But no, I'd actually say, though, I mean, the other talks, because I basically spent most of my time going around other talks. The Azure security one that was, I'm looking at my notes here. It was Edwin David over at Trusted Sec that gave that one. I thought that was a good talk. And actually, I think one of the things he said that I thought was my favorite bit, I'm not going to actually quote him properly here, but was that, like, you know, defenders or blue teamers actually make the most lethal pen testers. Then actually I'll say just the other one I really liked, and as someone who likes to speak, I'm sometimes there trying to, like, watch how other people speak and almost like not paying so much attention to the talk, was the fault on our metrics. And this was at like 5 o'clock on Saturday. This Alan Stott gave this talk, and just like the style, and he was very relaxed and humorous. I'm always like very nervous and all that sort of crap when I'm about to speak, so it was good.
Excellent. Love it. So I mean, part of the conference thing is not just like the talks in the villages, but it's also getting to know people, and like Blue Team Con always has a lot of entertainment stuff. So were there any like sanctioned entertainment things that everybody enjoyed? I know we had some unsanctioned entertainment up in Sean's suite, and ended up playing Dungeons and Dragons for 3 hours and missed all of the sanctioned stuff. It was wild. It was great fun. But like, there was also last year I went and like enjoyed the party, and there was just stuff going on the whole time. Like, who went to things that they enjoyed that were sanctioned?
By the way, can I say what whiplash that statement was from, like, unsanctioned sounds very seedy and tawdry, and then in the same breath, Dungeons and Dragons. Like, I broke my neck during that one.
Listen, Dungeons and Dragons can be very seedy and tawdry, okay?
You sound like somebody I'd like to play with.
You look a little envious there, Danny. You okay?
I mean, I'm super envious of anybody that gets an actual campaign going. Lakeith?
Oh, what do you think ran this, Danny?
Oh, did you? You did an in-person one?
Oh, yeah. He rooms and everything. It was awesome.
I don't know why I bother talking to you people.
I'm upset too, for the record. I'm also pretty spicy about this. So, move on.
Listen, we defeated
Brandon.
I'm really excited.
Brandon, come in, move on.
Listen, I haven't had to hear about this all week.
Yes, Emperor.
Yeah.
Javen,
it's so funny hearing that from the unicorn
right?
image. Like, move on, says the unicorn.
Holy shit.
Javen, you hosted an event. You did this over at Cyber event. How did that go?
It was great. It was really fun. So it was during the main party, sort of in tandem with that. And it was an alternative option so that we still had a DJ, but it was like chill, lo-fi music, tons of board games that the ShmooCon group brought. And the games they brought were really, really cool. They are board game wizards. They brought stuff that they had specially curated to make sure that it wasn't a super long campaign. People would be able to just go in, play something, get to know folks. There were mocktails and food. There's actually food in there this time, so people could just come and hang out. It was really fun. Maybe next time we could have the D&D campaign in that games room, but I don't know. I know y'all like your drinks too, so find a happy medium.
That would be a little conflict of interest.
a little weird.
We could hold off for a couple hours. I mean,
try my drink now.
No, that's silly.
Yeah, it was really fun.
That's how you met Abigail, right? It was at the Sober and Cyber?
No, so we actually met at the Wellness Village. So I think it was maybe during one of the talks or in between one of the talks.
Yeah.
We just struck up a conversation. Like, you're super cool. Let's stay connected on LinkedIn. Yes. Blue Team Con was a great place to make friends, actually.
I also really did enjoy the Sober and Cyber event, though. It was because I was kind of flipping between the two parties, but as kind of the night went on, it felt like kind of more and more impressive to be like, there are so many people here and like, I can't drink and don't want to drink. And like, I just have to walk around and talk to people and be like, hi, I have a soda water. But it was a really good place. I think I spent probably pretty close to 50-50 at both parties, but I really like the environment of Sober and Cyber.
Which game did you get to play?
I ended up talking to people more than playing games. I was watching people play a game they were halfway through. I think it was called like Secret Agents or something. There was like lots of cards and tokens and nice. I couldn't keep track of what was going on. I was just chatting with people.
Yeah, they had some great games. I learned how to play Ticket to Ride. That was fun.
Ticket to Ride's really good.
And your soda water, that is welcome at Trimark, just so you know. Yep. You drink water too.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
So I know that some of us didn't leave the hotel. Me, because I stayed in. You didn't need to. Katie, you stayed in the whole time. Some of us left the hotel. I'm looking at specifically two of you. Where?
I don't know who you are yet.
I can say already it's definitely Daryl.
One is definitely Daryl.
The fact that Daryl even got to the hotel is shocking to me.
Happens sometimes. Sometimes I just end up at the right hotel.
Sometimes the city just needs me.
So that and Jim. Jim was the other one that I know left. Where all did you all end up? That was around the area that is, you know, stream appropriate.
Oh yeah, I mean we went down to Navy Pier in the lakeshore on Friday before. Most people were into town. There's some cool little shops and restaurants just like between the Fairmont and Lakeshore. And there's a cool little park kind of nestled down on the backside of like the Radisson Blue or whatever. You go down some stairs and there's just like a little neat park down there. with like a taco shop and the park doesn't have a taco shop. The park has a dog park, so that's great. You could just go watch dogs play. Yeah. But like around the outside edge of the park, there's like a taco place. There's a Greek restaurant. There's just a lot of cool things there. Hit a couple rooftop bars to get some good views of the skyline. Had a good time.
Share some pictures in the Discord chat if you can, if you got any good skyline photos.
Jim really is quite the vagabond. Like, for anybody who's ever spoken to him at a conference or is friends with him, you know, he has very low key demeanor and could almost be described as kind of stoic. But then like once that official stuff winds down, man, like even at Deadwood, I was like, I'm going home. My video turned off. I don't care. Nobody needs to see me. Jim tried to pull the plug so I don't tell stories. But like, even in Deadwood, man, for Hackenfest, like I'm going home. Like I'm dead. And like, well, fine. Jim's like at the bar at the like furthest end of the street, holding court with like 40 people. And I was like, well, I guess this is where I'm going. Even at ShmooCon, again, I've hit my limit and I've done so much stuff. Like I'm wandering back and Jim's like, hey, and I was like, oh Jesus. Okay. So like between Jim and Daryl, like, and Daryl's a ghost. Like one of the first experiences I had with Daryl at a conference was at, again, Hacking Fest. I think this might have been the first time that I had met him. And like, hey, Daryl's here. And he's gone. Oh, Daryl must have went home. We haven't seen him for a while. And 5 minutes later, he just breezes by like a damn phantom with a tray of shots and like cackling and just like stuff the other way. And I was like, what is happening? And then we thought he went home again. And then we end up at another bar and he's line dancing. And I'm like, all right, I don't even, I can't, I'm not. There's no use even lowjacking this guy.
Just doesn't stop.
Jim and Daryl are terrors, man. I'm a teetotaler compared to them.
So this time it wasn't line dancing. Jim and I ended up listening to some music, and I may not have seen some Spice Girls and, you know, drop a mic. Yeah. Really pissed off a DJ. But, you know, good times. Good times in Chicago.
Yeah, there's an awesome piano bar in North River. A lot of fun.
Redhead. So.
Yeah. We had a blast there. So, yeah.
I went to a Subway. Does that count as a?
That counts.
What'd you think about
sandwich, or did you get a venture card?
Oh, sandwich.
What'd you think about the museum, Jim?
Oh yeah, like so. Then after the thing, we went to the my wife and I went to the Museum of Science and Industry and checked out. We didn't have enough time to go through the whole thing because it's enormous, but we spent a lot of time in the U-505 submarine exhibit and did a tour of the submarine, and that was amazing. Just in awe of that it exists and that Allied forces captured it and without Germany knowing about it. And yeah, it's just really cool.
Was the museum with the like miniature bird party?
Oh, that was it too. Yeah, the Museum of Science and Industry. Yeah, there was like a bunch of dioramas in there. So
weird.
Yeah,
The Art Institute was walking distance from Blue Team Con as well. I don't know if anybody checked that out or not.
Yeah, it's the best museum. Art Institute's awesome.
Yeah,
I want to check that one out. The Field Museum I didn't go to yet. But there's a ton of museums that, all within close distance of the venue.
The hotel is right by Museum Campus there on Michigan Avenue. So that's where you have the Art Institute, and you have the Adler Planetarium, you have the Museum of Science and Industry, the Shedd Aquarium. What else is there? Soldier Field is there. There's a big park. So it's, you know, all that Grant Park and Michigan Avenue is, I love going down there and walking around, and just even the history of the city is just fascinating. I don't know if you ever got a chance to check out the Pedway, but highly recommend going to the Pedway. It's an underground system that connects to the Fairmont, and it goes all the way down to City Hall, and you can essentially go all underneath the loop That's part of the area in Chicago that flooded by Marshall, when it was Marshall Fields, when someone broke through the wall in the river and flooded the Pedway system that was basically flooding most of the underneath of Chicago buildings, including City Hall, when that happened. So check that out. There's a lot of history there with the Pedway.
So what I'm curious about, Abigail, so you said this was your first conference, correct?
Yeah, it was.
Did you have any expectations going? Like, had you heard about conferences before? And, like, have you wanted to go for a while? Or, like, did you have any expectations going in? Do you go to any other, like I don't know, Comic-Con or anything like that?
No, I've never been to any sort of conference before, formal or informal. I definitely expected it to be a lot more formal. And I expected things to start sooner. Like, I was like, I have to be on time, which on time, I was like, okay, 7 a.m.
Oh, honey.
That's why we were your first
booth. Nice to have 2 hours where everyone was still setting up. And I was like, well, at least I know where everything is.
I guess I could get some steps in while I was waiting.
Yeah, I walked a couple circles around the venue.
I mean, and to be honest, so I've been going to conferences for over a decade now. And, like, I am always I have that same shell shock when I go to a conference that isn't one of ours. Like, if I go to, like, some kind of, like, it's like executive or whatever, I'm like, wow, this is, one, I wasn't ready for this, and two, this sucks. Like, who are these people in suits and ties and shit? So I guess if you had no expectations, I guess it could do nothing but exceed them. Did you have a good time? Was there anything you were, like, kind of confused about? Do you have any questions, actually? Because, so as far as conferences go, as the first one, Blue Team one's pretty good one to go to. Did you have anything you didn't understand how stuff was done? Or, like, hey, is it like this at all of them?
With the two talk tracks, I felt myself, like, going between them a lot. Is that normal, or is it usually, like, you pick a talk track and you stay there most of the time?
Oh, no. There's, you go to DEF CON, there's 4 of them. So, like,
oh my goodness.
Yeah. And they don't even really have themes, honestly. It's just, like, it kind of fits where it fits. I'm sure there's some back room magic that goes into scheduling those things, but really it's kind of like, again, using Vegas as an example, like, they just have them in tracks. I've never noticed a theme to them. Like, this is a red track, this is a blue track, whatever. Some of them have themes. Like, some of them have, like, you know, this is, like accelerated, or like really deep dive technical track, or like general track. Or I know at, God, what's that one? Higher Ground. Besides Las Vegas. Has a track that specifically has a theme called, I don't know if they still have it, I haven't gone in it quite a few years, but called Higher Ground, which is focused on career paths and things like that. But yeah, you will frequently, like, you just kind of have to plan it. You'll notice if you do go, by the way, if you choose to go, welcome to the show. If you choose to go to Vegas this year, your badge is on me. So if you do go to DEF CON, you get a badge courtesy of me, because I get extra ones. I'm super stoked to have you on, because I love newcomers. Like, hell, we were at B-Size Charm that one year, and the first day is, like, all students. I ended up, like, giving them my own impromptu talk for 30 minutes on, like, how to do a con. That's awesome. Yeah, like, on how to do it and how to do that kind of thing. So, no, tracks, you just kind of figure out what you do want to see and what you don't. Like, early on, if you don't know a whole lot of people, you end up going a lot of talks, and that's fine. But it's always different.
It's a good con sometimes too, when it's a challenge, like you're sitting there looking at the schedule like, damn it, I really, really want to go to both of these, especially if they're not recorded. That's a good conference.
Okay. Hey, I know I was very nervous before, like, the dinner break, because that's when I met most of the people I met at the conferences. I, like, messaged the Blue Team Con Discord and was like, hey, is anyone doing anything? And I ended up getting a dinner group together, which was awesome.
Yeah, that happens. Always do that, by the way. Like, that is one of the things. And I did it too early on, where I'm like, oh God, like, I don't know anybody. Someone's going to my room or blah, blah, blah. But like, it's not like that. It's not like you can't just like posse up with a complete stranger or a group of strangers and end up having an amazing time, or just going out on Twitter and being like, hey, who wants to do a thing? Because I guarantee you, like, you're going to find 20 other people that like want to ask the same question, but you're the one that had guts to ask it. So like, you'll never like be held out to dry. Or just, for instance, when we go to Deadwood this year, they're like, that's a very bar centric town. Like, there's, so people are in certain bars at certain, you know, at all times. So like, if one place is dead, just go to a different one, or like, just go and hang out and start, you know, like have a conversation with people, or, and there's always like some kind of after hours, like villages and stuff that are open. One of my favorites, by the way, Abigail, if you've never done lockpicking before, find the lockpick village. If you are at a loss, if you are feeling, and sometimes I still get like this too, like if you are feeling kind of like, you know, stressed out or whatever, like go to the tool village and sit down. They have, like, they have these awesome big round tables. And the trick about picking locks is if you concentrate on it, you're never going to get it. But if you just sit and have a conversation with people, you'll end up picking a whole bunch of locks and making friends at the same time. So it actually is much more welcoming than it looks like on its face.
It's good to know. I'll keep that in mind.
It's you can find your people through meals and through the villages. That's the advice that I give newcomers too, is like, pop into all the different villages, strike up conversations, and just like exactly like what you did, message in the community servers, and but also make sure that you're maintaining your safety and, you know, going out with multiple people at once, just in case. So.
Yeah.
Or now you've got my info, so just hit me up. Any of us.
Yeah, absolutely. All you'd have to do is like tag me on Twitter and be like, hey, what are you doing? Oh man, like, we're going to have a good time.
Let's get some snacks.
Awesome. What's up, Darren? You still sound bad.
Yeah. Oh man, I didn't tell you the whole new mic, man.
Better. You just got better when you moved to the to the right.
Here, I'll put the mic in front of my face. Is that better?
That is much better.
Yeah, that is a lot better. That's crazy.
All right. Well, I guess we're doing it this way. It's karaoke all over again, Jim. I won't drop this one. What I wanted to say was November 2nd, I believe, Hackers Teaching Hackers. It's in Ohio. Very great conference. One of the things that we do there, though, is we make sure that the villages are one day and then the talks are a different day. So we'll see all the talks and all the villages. I'm going to sit the mic back down now.
All right. Cool. And I'm going to start wrapping this up because I got to go pick up my kid from school. So normally at the end of these things, we go around the room to kind of say one thing that we happy for this week. And or if you don't have anything that, you know, was good this week and you want to talk about something that sucked, that's cool too. Mine is getting all these smiling faces on screen and not having it go completely off the rails yet. Thank you all so much for being here. I am going to pass it over to Bruiser. Go.
I am still basking in the fact that I didn't kill anybody playing D&D. You guys did well. So there you go.
True.
You almost got me.
I'm proud of you guys.
Thanks again, Jake. Thanks for the save, buddy.
Yeah, man. I think twice, right? Twice? Yeah. What are you happy for this week? What you got going on?
I'm happy for, I got a vacation that's coming up. I'm going to the Florida Keys, even though it's going to be storming, I think, the entire week. But either way, I'm going to get wet. So I'm looking forward to it.
Nice. Eric, how about you? What's giving you life this week?
Well, actually, have vacation coming up a couple weeks too. We're going to be speaking of Rome, and my wife is not going to miss that one, so she's coming with. But awesome. this week I'm just glad to be off the road actually and not traveling. So
home with the fam, always good. Katie, what are you doing? What's going on? What's making you happy?
Oh, I'm still kind of coasting off the high of having the guts to finally join in on Hacker Charlatan at the conference, actually. And actually, Abigail, if you have if you didn't get the opportunity to attend that, look for the game shows, look for things like that. Honestly, you will never have more fun in your life, even just as an audience participant. So
the game show was a great time, even just watching it.
Yeah, so that was so much
you
fun.
Just got shouted out, Abigail. What are you happy for this week?
I think I'm ecstatic to have both my first conference that went really well and my first live stream that also went really well in the same week, which is insane.
Congrats. That's awesome. Jim, what's giving you life?
I'm just delivered a report today. That's not it.
That's a good feeling, man. It really is.
It's because it was an MCSA. That's why it doesn't feel good.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I figured out how to do something that I didn't think was possible and added some value with that today. And later on, I'm going to go work on my skid steer and
fun.
Do some mechanicking. Nice. And that'll be fun, too. So, yeah.
Life outside of IT, right? Blake, what's making you happy today?
You know, just over the week reflecting on Blue Team Con and seeing a lot of posts on Blue Team Con about people having great experiences and it being an inclusive space, a safe environment, positive, friendly. Hearing Abigail talk about her first time at a conference and her experience there. You know, that's so rewarding beyond anything else, right? It's why I, you know, volunteer and put my time into it. I know other people do at conferences, but that is really cool to think about, you know, that if you had some small part in making that opportunity possible in some way, that's, to me, that's really special. So that's giving me some good vibes this week.
Pretty awesome. Brandon?
Yo.
I saw you come on screen. What's going on?
I popped off screen just because I liked, like, the green. So I'm going to do this real fast. I was looking. So apparently I'm going to another con in 3 weeks now called CornCon. So I've got a speaking engagement there. So I'm psyched about that. My kids just told me that they were like, Dad, do you have any slide decks that you can help? Like we can help you put together. So they're going to be doing some of the slide deck. So
sweet.
That's awesome.
That's what I'm doing this
weekend. When they're done, if they want any other ones to work on, I'm sure they're allowed to.
Let me full-time show you what they did first, and then we can see if they can.
That'd be great.
Awesome, Rando, fearless leader.
Oh, that's
what are you happy with this week?
What excellent timing for my video to go off again. I just redid my office, so that's nice. I got a bug in my head where I'm like, I no longer like the thing I've been living with for 5 years. Let's redo all of it. I just did that. Dude, honestly, like, talking to Abigail, really. Like, I get so excited for new people. And it makes me this teensy bit less of a curmudgeon about, because you do it long enough, you're just like, he's all old hat, I hate everything, this sucks, I'm not going. But, like, to be able to, like, see the next generation come in and, like, of new, and, like, I love it, too. There's never too old to do it. I didn't get into hacking until I was in my early 30s. So, like, which is still a very long time ago by any stretch of the imagination. But, like, that's what I like. And that kind of gives me hope that people do. And that goes right to the experience that's curated by people like Blake and those conference runners. And yeah, that's really cool. That actually made my week. It's awful up until this point.
Because you had to talk to me more than once.
That's fucking awful. It's just so many meetings. Like, oh, good, Jake's here. Can't wait.
Love you too, buddy.
All right, are we good?
Awesome. You gonna wrap it up, buddy?
I'm doing it right now. All right, for everybody here, I should actually do the official shtick. Thank you for joining. We do this every Friday at 2 p.m. Eastern. Well, now we do anyway. So this is our fall season. We're going all the way to Thanksgiving. You know, take another break or whatever, but in between now and then, we got a lot of topics coming up. Again, we got a lot of stuff. We write a lot of stuff. We got a lot of tooling. github.com/Trimark. Is it slash Trimark or Trimark Security? I forget.
Well, you're right. Security.
All right. Well, whatever. You'll find it. Hub.Trimark Security. Like, it's just stuff. Abigail, especially for you, like, if you got things that you're curious to learn about, I'm just going to keep going to you because, like, made my day. We got blogs, we got white papers, we got all kinds of stuff, and we also got to pay our bills, so trimarksecurity.com/services. Got a lot coming up. Go to our events page, got tons of stuff coming up, and we will see everybody next week.